essentially, what I've got here is I've got a series of very odd awards.
Okay.
And since you've done so many award shows in your life,
mm.
I would like to see if, given just a bit of information about what these awards are,
yeah.
if you could give us a little keynote speech for each of them.
Okay, well, I can try that. I mean, I wouldn't say it would be a keynote speech because that would be quite a long thing, but I can do some cheap laughs. I could do that.
Okay, so the first one I've got here is called the Pigasus Award.
Okay.
And it's handed out by a man named James Randi. He's a magician and debunker of paranormal phenomena. He seeks to award the worst charlatans and phonies who claim to have psychic magic and paranormal abilities. And it's been going on since 1982. Would you like one of the winners of it as
yes,
well?
Yes, please, yeah.
Uri Geller, this was recently, and he is said to be able to bend spoons, and he said that he was going to do psychic attacks against some politicians as well.
Okay, so I might name some of the previous recipients, and I might claim that Spoonie the DJ had won an award. Clearly, he hasn't already played football with him once. Uri Geller I interviewed once on radio, actually, and he said, draw something. So I would always do a personal anecdote. So I'd say, Uri Geller, I interviewed him on the radio on an afternoon show once, and you had to draw something. So I drew a ladder leaning against a wall, and then he went to the back of the room, and then he came back and he drew two baguettes with lots of little baguettes between them that looked just like a ladder. So it looked just like my ladder had been pumped up. So... yeah, I don't know how he does that, because he didn't watch what I did. So I think he can read my mind.
Well, confirmed psychic has to be.
Yeah. No, I think Uri definitely has something about him, but he probably knew I was going to say that.
Okay, here we've got the Lantern Rouge, which is handed out in cycling to the rider who finishes in last place. And in English, Lantern Rouge means red lantern. And the most famous record holder is a man named... It's a Belgian man with a... Wim van Sevenant. Wim van Sevenant. And the most... the man who's won it the most is a Belgian man named Wim Ren... I can't say his name, who has claimed it for 3 years in a row and has now retired to become a farmer.
It'd be interesting if he did retire to become a father, because that pays quite well, apparently, in Belgium. So, yeah, he's won the Lantern Rouge, which is red lantern, isn't it? Red lantern's very important on bikes, particularly if you're at the back, and that's where Vim spends... I imagine he's a Vim rather than a Wim. On a whim, so it might be something about on a whim, something about Vim being like vigor. And isn't Vim also the name of some cleaning product? But you know how the Belgians, they would pronounce a W as a V, wouldn't they?
Of course, yeah.
So, and then I might say something like, hopefully one day he will be the Vinner. Something like that.
Nice, not bad at all.
I know these are a bit rubbish, but they're off the top of my head.
Okay, now a slightly darker one.
Mm.
We've got the Big Brother Awards, which are awarded by the non-profit watchdog group Privacy International. And they seek to reward government agencies, private companies and individuals who excelled in violation of privacy. And one of the most famous winners was Tony Blair, who they described as the smiling puppeteer. He received their Lifetime Menace Award in 2005.
Okay, so I might start by saying I'd like to welcome the 400 people here in this room and also the few thousand CIA and Russians Secret Service members who are listening in on this award show. Big Brother, what can we do with that? I might say I didn't have a Big Brother and I always wanted one so that he could look out for me.
Oh.
That might be quite good. Room 101, I went to see Frank Skinner at the Leicester Square Theatre last week, and he hosts Room 101, but he told us it's been axed. It hasn't been recommissioned.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. And he was, I was very disappointed about that. And he did a joke off the back of it, and I can't remember what it was, but it was very funny. I was sat in the second row. And what was really interesting, he was very, very funny. I mean, I worship Frank Skinner, I think he's great. But he had Clark's shoes on. He had black leather slip-on Clark's shoes. And because I was very close to the front and sort of level with the stage, I just kept thinking, well, if I was a famous comedian, I wouldn't wear Clark's shoes. I would wear something a bit fancier, wouldn't you? You know, some Paul Smith or something, I would think. But sorry, Frank, for just outing you for wearing Clark's shoes. And this is a true story. I was staying at a Premier Inn the other day in Wetherby. I was doing a gig up in Yorkshire, and they put me in Room 101, and I asked to be changed.
Did it have a big problem with rats?
Yes, it did. It was in Wetherby. And you're never more than 20 feet from a rat in Wetherby. No, it was not that. Literally, I just said, look, seriously, I don't want to be in Room 101 because I've got this idea it'll be full of all the things I don't like. And so they moved me to 103. I don't think they were very busy. It was midweek.
Now we've got the Stella Awards. And this was started by a journalist in 2002. Seeking to draw attention to strange examples of people abusing the legal system. And one of the winners is a man named Christopher Roller, who sued David Copperfield and David Blaine for millions, claiming that their magic tricks defy the laws of physics and they must be wielding godlike powers. He then went on to claim that he was God himself. And if the magicians were in possession of godlike abilities, they must have stolen that power from him.
So Stella, is that Stella like with an R at the end? Like
As in Artois. Or rather, as in Liebeck, who won the lawsuit, who spilt the coffee on herself.
So like the girl's name, yeah, okay. So I might say something like to the guy who won it, now he can celebrate by drinking some Stella. Because of the Lager Stella Artois, or reading Stella, which is the Sunday Telegraph's supplement, is called Stella, I think. But I might need to check that because I don't read the Telegraph, but my dad does. And I think that I think it's like Sunday Telegraph, like Stella. But neither of those is remotely amusing. So what I do is, stuff's not very funny, is I would then start commentating on how badly I'm doing. So I have like a John Motson type voice when I go, well, that one hasn't really worked, and I'm not surprised, and sort of commentate, and then if I'm still not getting anything, I might bring in a pundit, maybe in a Scottish accent, like an ex-footballer, who will then agree with how badly I'm doing.
Can you give us a bit of a taste of this? Like,
well, he looks like he's mixed up his Stellas there. I'm not sure that the Sunday Telegraph's magazine is called that. No, you're absolutely right. I don't think it is. I think it's called Gloss. I don't know if it is called Gloss. I don't think it will be, because I just made that name up.
So in an emergency, you bring in a comedy Scotsman?
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a Scotsman. It depends where I am. If I was in Scotland, it would be an emergency Welshman. Probably. I wouldn't want to do a Scottish voice up there. I'd bring in the Welsh voice, because otherwise they'd get very upset about it. So I do, in trouble, tend to bring in voices, because they're screaming at me in my head, and it may as well let them out.